Welcome to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. On October 1st, all new engines that power big rig diesel trucks will have to meet new emission standards for nitrogen oxides, or NOx, a major smog-producing pollutant. It's been a bumpy road for diesel engine makers trying to meet the government's deadline, and not all are there yet. But the folks who make the Cummins diesel in Columbus, Indiana, were the first to certify an engine that meets the new standard. Living on Earth's Anna Solomon Greenbaum reports on what it took to get there.
The giant plant where Cummins Inc. builds its engines feels a little like an oversized toy factory. It's clean and well-lit, with lots of primary colors, and it's surprisingly quiet. In one corner, behind a wall of plexiglass, engines are getting their finishing touch, two coats of bright red paint.
Right now we're doing the first coat. The first robot's painting the back of the engine, the other one's doing the bottom.
John Osborne directs operations here. The robots, he points to, look like giant black ostriches, continually sneezing red from their noses. Their heads bob and swivel while the engine hangs patiently from chains. Then it's pulled over to a second set of robots for another coat.
The system knows what the engine is. The robot knows if it's a high turbo or a low turbo, so it'll know how to react to that and get the paint on properly.
That could be important come October 1st, when the robots will be dealing with a new engine. That new engine will have a few extra parts that need painting. Those parts will cut emissions of nitrogen oxides, or NOx, down to almost half of what a current diesel engine produces. Of course, painting the new engine is the least of Cummins' challenges. The company has spent many years and over $1 billion developing the technology to meet EPA's new emission standards. It's called cooled exhaust gas recirculation, or cooled EGR, and it's been designed and honed here in Cummins Technical Center, where engines in test cells run around the clock.
Here we go.
At its most basic, cooled EGR works by bringing the engine's exhaust back into the engine at a cooler temperature. The overall effect is cooler combustion, which produces less NOx.
Let me walk you over here first.
Glenn Hagley winds through workstations and computer banks over to the lab, where he and other technicians monitor what's coming out of the engines.
The engine exhaust is diluted into a tunnel, and then these gray gas analyzers give you a real-time measurement of the NOx and the hydrocarbons and the CO, all the gaseous elements that come out of the engine. And then, of course, we can't be above a certain level.
The new engines have spent over 100,000 hours in test cells. They've traveled 6 million miles on the road in field tests. The challenge isn't simply reducing their NOx emissions. It's reducing NOx while maintaining the engine's power and durability. Hagley walks over to a cart that's loaded with black, greasy parts.
This is the guts of the engine.
After testing, the engines are broken down, part by part, all 260 of them.
This is probably the most critical thing we do after the test. After we've measured all the parts and we've cleaned them all up and laid them out, well, all the engineers come down and review their parts.
This is how they know what will last and what won't, which materials work and which don't. The idea, says Glenn, is to make the transition to the new EGR engines as painless as possible for the people who use them.
Ideally, we'd have an engine that the customer would never know there's anything different under the truck than what he had a year ago.
But even if the new engines run as hard and fast as their predecessors, truck companies will notice the difference. Not only will the engines cost more up front, they'll cost more to run because they're less fuel efficient. That's because while NOx is reduced under cooler conditions, fuel economy is best when combustion is hotter. Cummins estimates trucks with EGR engines will see their gas mileage drop by 3 to 5%. For a truck that often travels 250,000 miles in a year, that's a lot of extra gas. And for truck companies, it's a lot of extra money.
I think the most difficult thing is something that we have all wrestled with, and that is serving the two masters.
Tina Vojevic is VP of Environment at Cummins. The two masters she speaks of are the EPA and the truck companies, who are so nervous about the cost and technology of the new engines, they've ordered a surge of the pre-EGR engines to be built before the October deadline.
Unfortunately, we weren't able to satisfy both masters at the time that this product gets launched. We have a great performing product. It's going to cost our customers, however, and it's been difficult. There have been many times where I believe employees would have rather just dropped the ball and said, let's figure out a way to make this go away.
That's what Cummins' competitors were still doing as of just a couple months ago, lobbying Congress to push the administration to roll back the deadline, or at least to lighten up on the penalties for noncompliance. But the EPA held firm, and except for Caterpillar, the other engine makers say they've got an engine ready to build on October 1st. Voyevich is a bit amused at the other companies' attempts to evade the new standards.
Oh, we would love to get out of it, and we would like nothing more than to have 15 more months. But we said we would do it. We signed a contract with the government. We're going to do what we said we would do.
That seems to be the general attitude at Cummins. Not exactly eagerness, but determination to do what it committed to. In the tech center and at the plant, employees know what it is they've been working toward.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I helped build this line, so I'm pretty proud of it.
Alan Ingram is holding a camera and standing next to one of the brand new EGR engines. He says he's making something called line art.
It's got all the how to put the pieces on, how to torque them, any special lubricants or for special procedures you're supposed to go through.
Ingram's photographs and text will become a step-by-step booklet for employees on the line, as it's called, as they put the new engine together. He says there are a few new parts to deal with, but that it's worth it for cleaner air.
Our next version of this, you can stick your mouth on the exhaust pipe and breathe the air coming out of it. Yeah, it's supposed to be that clean.
It may be a bit premature to recommend taking a sip from that 18-wheeler parked at the rest stop, but Ingram is right. Emission standards are only getting tougher. By 2007, engine makers will have to cut not only more NOx, but sulfur dioxide and particulate matter, too. Most likely, that'll mean some new parts will need painting. For Living on Earth, I'm Anna Solomon-Greenbaum in Columbus, Indiana.